As a leader, you must never allow yourself to be led by fear. Let me explain why. My name is John and you listen to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 30 of 2025. You're very welcome, guys. For much of July, I have been traveling, hence I have missed a few episodes this month. Sorry for that. But I'm done with traveling now, so the normal weekly schedule will resume. I find that when I travel, I get inspired to write, and therefore I have many interests in leadership topics lined up for you in the weeks ahead. But this week, I want to talk to you about fear, and why as a leader, you cannot allow yourself to be led by fear. By led by, I mean allowing others to transfer fear to you, real or otherwise, with the intent to lead you towards deciding something in their favor. A classic example of this is somebody saying something like the following: if you don't do this, then this will happen. Some fake urgency is also usually introduced. It's a way to push you towards making a decision in their favor by motivating you with fear. The sense of urgency is normally introduced to also hasten that outcome. But as we all know from Frank Herbert's Dune, fear is the mind killer. Inevitably, if you rush to deciding based on fear rather than reason, it will lead to a bad decision. Attempts to lead you by fear is weasel behavior, and anybody attempting to do so should not be trusted. There is rational fear, which is a survival mechanism built into us by nature, and irrational fear, which is a fear of something that cannot actually harm you. Most, quote, led by fear attempts are based on irrational fear. Secondly, I have also seen this being used as a form of distraction or deflection. For example, somebody saying something like the following: never mind this topic. Instead, let's focus on that really scary topic over there. It's like the internet slang FUD, or fear, uncertainty, and doubt, which is a deliberate tactic to distract or undermine the audience with the intent to confuse them from the real truth. At best, a leader should be a truth seeker, as important decisions need to be made based on evidence, not on fear of what might happen. Other people's fears are for them, they are not for you. If you allow them to infect you, they will cloud your judgment. Let the fear pass through you, instead parse the useful information, including the observation of who is attempting to lead you by fear and what could be their motivations for doing so. Sometimes, guys, the messenger is as important as the message. And just for fun, let's remind ourselves once again of the full quote from Frank Herbert from his science fiction masterpiece, Dune. Quote, "I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little debt that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain." End quote. It's such a cool quote. I'm a big fan of the books as well. I definitely recommend them. The movies are good, but the books are amazing. Often the little debt in question is the debt of truth or the debt of reason. And those little debts obviously accumulate to form a much bigger problem later on. In a time of real crisis, the team looks to you for direction and reassurance. There is no faster way to destroy that reassurance than to be openly afraid. As a leader, you no longer have that luxury. Finally this week, I also wrote a new blog entry entitled "The Return of the Artisans," where I argued that if you can afford to support an artisan, please consider doing so, because when these skills die out, they are gone forever. Please check out my blog at techleader.pro for that entry, and I will leave a link to that in the show notes for this episode. Take care, guys. Show no fear. Be brave. Talk to you next time.